Mike McNerney, narrator.
An excerpt from A Fighting Man of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. My ancestors were kind to me. Little had I expected such an opportunity as this, yet I waited. Like a great banth ready to spring, I waited until he should have released Nuran, and then, as the fetters fell away from my companion, I flung myself upon the back of the warrior. He sprawled forward upon his face on the stone flagging, and as he did so, I snatched his dagger from its sheath and plunged it between his shoulder blades. With a single cry, he died. But I had no fear that the echo of the cry would carry upward out of the gloomy pits of Janath to warn his fellows upon the level above. But the fellow's companion had seen and heard, and with a bound he was across the dungeon, with his long sword ready in his hand, and now I was to see the metal of which Nuran was made. The affair had occurred so quickly, like a bolt of lightning out of a clear sky, that any man might have been excused had he been momentarily stunned into inactivity by the momentousness of my act. But Nuran was guilty of no fatal play. As though we had planned the thing together, it seemed that he leaped forward the instant I sprang for the warrior and ran to meet his companion. Barehanded, he faced the long sword of his antagonist. The gloom of the dungeon reduced the advantage of the armed man. He saw a figure leaping to meet his attack, and in the excitement of the moment and in the dark of the cell, he did not know that Nuran was unarmed. He hesitated, paused, and stepped back to receive the impetuous attack coming out of the darkness, and in that instant, I had whipped the long sword of the fallen warrior from its scabbard and was charging the fellow at a slightly different angle from Nuran. An instant later, we were engaged, and I found the fellow no mean swordsman, yet from the instant that our blades crossed, I knew that I was his master, and he must soon have realized it too, for he fell back fully on the defensive, evidently bent on escaping to the corridor.